SBS Radio.
Aboriginal drag queen Stone Motherless called sexuality has been something she's always had to grapple with.
I've been told, yeah, that if I was like go back to Alice Springs, I'd have to just like quiet down the queerness. Just like a bit of carefulness that I would have to apply if I like, yeah, when I go back there. It feels a bit daunting because it's like, yeah, I want to go and visit my family, but if there's like, if I don't feel like I want to feel safe on my own country.
That's why she and so many other performers took part in Victoria's Naidoo Quick Pride Night, the first Naidoo event in the country to celebrate LGBTIQ+ Indigenous Australians.
For me to be performing on a night like this for Naidoo Pride, or just even performing in general and being an Indigenous queen on stage where there's not that many, and so hopefully young Indigenous queers can just be like, oh, that's for me as well, or like, I can be in this community, I'm accepted.
Yamaji Nungaman McNanup founded the event in 2017. He says only a few people took interest in the event back then.
When we first started, I think there was like 15 to 20 people that came. A lot of elders come to these events now, and that means the world to us to see our elders come to these events to support us.
The night now sees the broader Indigenous community celebrate its LGBTIQ+ brothers and sisters, forming a support network many say they had lacked in their early lives. For 22-year-old drag king India Monet, who identifies as gender non-binary, there were not many people they could identify with growing up.
Where I grew up on the Mornington Peninsula is statistically the whitest place in Victoria. And I think that's really important to talk about when in relation to Aboriginality and to queerness. And it was very homophobic, very transphobic. I was so homophobic and biphobic towards myself.
They believe getting on stage at events like this is the key to helping other LGBTIQ+ Indigenous youth come to terms with their identities.
I think that it's so important to come to events like this and be part of these events because it's like I feel like I'm showing up for both of my communities and highlighting that not only do we exist, but we are more than visible and we've been here for a very long time. And it's really exciting because it means that hopefully some other people will be also inspired.
For 36-year-old professional dancer Adam Francis, growing up gay in the South Australian Ngarindjeri community, he received the full support of his family, but he says his schoolmates were another thing.
Going into then schooling and things like that, that's when I really started to struggle because I think it was then identifying myself. One, I'm black. Two, I'm queer. And that there was always shunned upon. We were always laughed at. There was always racist remarks.
Now enjoying a career he loves, Adam's focus is also shifting towards helping younger Indigenous LGBTIQ+ people embrace their identities.
I think a lot of the processing of all of this, it does. I mean, I've struggled a lot with that myself. And I think to this creative outlet and being able to identify that, and I think also reaching out to others and showing that this can with all that process of being having to deal with mental health, this is able to help with the creative outlet of it.
With almost half of LGBTIQ+ people likely to experience psychological trauma and Indigenous youth suicide rates sitting at 5 times the national average, mental well-being is at the heart of this event. Founder Mark Nanup says it's just one of the ways the young LGBTIQ+ Indigenous community is trying to combat those trends.
Too many of our people are taking their own lives at such a very young age, and we're just a whole bunch of young people who are very passionate about making sure that our community stay alive.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.